This fall, I was horrified to learn that most of the 80,000 birds collected and examined in a New York study tracing West Nile virus had died from pesticide poisonings, including from common lawn products. Lawn pesticides are very dangerous for blue jays, and so since it is National Blue Jay Awareness Month, I decided I really have to do something about pesticides. So right now I'm trying to figure out how I can get a law written and enacted that will significantly reduce pesticide use. I can certainly appreciate the human desire for an attractive lawn, but right now major companies like ChemLawn and Evergreen use a basic formula, including the exact same amounts of herbicide and insecticide on every lawn they treat in a given region, regardless of the relative amounts of insects and weeds on those lawns. It makes no sense at all that a lawn that has been treated for 20 years and has two dandelions receives the exact same amount of herbicide as a lawn that has never been treated and has 6 bazillion dandelions. And very few lawns have insect problems, yet an insecticide is included in most applications. Insecticides pose serious dangers for humans, pets, earthworms, butterflies, birds, and other wildlife, and have no value whatsoever on a lawn that isn't suffering from an insect infestation. I would very much like to see a law enacted that puts 2 restrictions on lawn care companies. First, it would limit lawn care company insecticide applications to those lawns that show clear evidence of insect damage. Without such evidence on file or a clear and specific written request from the consumer, lawn care companies would simply not be allowed to administer insecticides. Second, I would like lawn care companies to be required to spot spray weeds on lawns with less than, say, 10% coverage of dandelions, rather than spraying herbicide over every millimeter of a lawn that has very few weeds. Both these measures would significantly reduce the amount of pesticide applied in urban and suburban areas and reduce contaminated runoff, while not reducing in any way the beneficial uses of pesticides in situations where the consumer actually has a weed or insect problem. This would require changes in the methods lawn care companies use in treating lawns, and they can probably argue that this law would make them less efficient, but they would also realize some savings by reducing the amounts of pesticides they purchase. I would like to draft some sort of legislation regarding this, but I have no clue where to begin, so I wrote letters to James Oberstar and Paul Wellstone, asking them first at what level of government this would be most appropriate. Would national standards supersede state or local ones in this situation? Would I be wisest to start with the Duluth Ordinance, a state law, or jump in and try to get a national law passed? I also asked if either of them would be interested in helping with it. It may take a while for Oberstar's office to receive the letter I sent him, since I couldn't figure out how to email him, and I'm sure right now all the snail mail going to members of Congress is being carefully checked. But I sent Paul Wellstone's via his web page. I've no experience whatsoever with drafting legislation at any level, but I think this is an important issue and someone has to get it started. Now we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.